Chris, I'd agree with that. I thought it was a fair result. Probably Bow started off the best and had probably large possessions in the first half, and probably were the better team in the first half. And then obviously they scored, and Promise scored from about 5 yards out after, I suppose, a bad clearance by Ryan Rainey. And from that, then Harps got a reaction from that, and Ollie would have been happy with the reaction he got from his players, because they played a lot better after going a goal behind. And sometimes that could be have a negativity, and players and teams don't respond. But to be fair to all the lads, responded very well and got an excellent goal, a great move. And Ryan Connolly was played into the box and from a very acute angle, finished it really well in the top corner against the top Bowes goalkeeper in Talbot. But yeah, from that then obviously Promise had another great effort where he shot pretty much the box and hit the crossbar. And probably a wee bit lower was in the net. So yeah, and overall I thought it was a good enough game. Pitch was a wee bit heavy, it made it difficult for both teams to get the ball down and play conducive football, but overall it was a good performance and a big crowd as well in Fern Park, and it keeps obviously another point and gives them two draws out of possible three matches, which is a good start.
Yeah, and both teams went into the game with a lot of new faces in the squad, and I think both managers were quite pleased afterwards about how the new guys had fitted in.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, when you bring in new players, Chris, it's all about giving them the opportunity to play, but also, you know, you have to give them an opportunity to play with their teammates, to find out what works well for them and to find their strengths and weaknesses and have that continuity while playing. So it's going to take, you know, when you bring in so many new players, it's going to take 5 or 6 matches for them to get up and running. It's a new league as well, and, you know, playing against different opposition and different grounds as well. So it's going to take time for sure. You know, that's a difficult part, obviously, this year with Harps, having bringing in so many players, but it has to be done. And they've responded pretty well, you know, and obviously, you know, you're looking at Ryan Connolly. I thought he was excellent throughout the whole match. I thought Ethan Boyle was very good too, and David Webster was excellent. I thought Mark and Golds was excellent as well, you know. So Mark McGinney was excellent in goals, especially the first half where he made a couple of crucial saves as well. So you have new players coming in, but you also need, you know, a response and good performances from the players that are there the last couple of years, and Ollie definitely got that from those players.
Yeah, and for Harps, it was the first home game of the season. They've got St. Pat's now next Friday. It was important to get some point on the board, at least, because there's no easy games. And I suppose every point got is a point gained.
It's all about getting points on the board, and it doesn't matter where you can get them. But, you know, somewhere along the line, hopefully we get 3 points somewhere that'll give us a bit of a confidence to push on. But, yeah, it's been difficult. You see all the games around, and a lot of draws, and, you know, teams are beating each other, both home and away, and it's just, you know, it's been very topsy-turvy so far. But, yeah, listen, obviously drew away to UCD and obviously drawn home as well. So now they've got St. Pat's at home next week, looking for response of that and getting 3 points. There's no easy games in it for sure. And obviously St. Pat's beat Shamrock Rovers, the league, last year's leaders and winners of last year, of the title, and beat them 1-0 with Chris Forrester scoring a goal as well. So they'll be coming in good form, and they started very well. Obviously they beat Shelburne comfortably as well in the first match of the season. So they've got a good team, good players. Difficult match for Harps obviously on Friday night, and then they're away to Sligo on Monday, another difficult match away from home. And so there's no easy games in it, but you, somewhere along the line you got to pick up 3 points and get ones and try to get back-to-back ones where you possibly can. But also, you know, if you don't get a one, let's pick up a draw, and that's what they've done on Friday night.
Yep. Derry City, top of the table, a win against Damien Duff's Shelburne. A narrow victory, just for a goal in it, but City will be well pleased with the way they've started.
Yeah, 2-1s, 2 draws, 8 points, top of the table. Beat Shamrock Rovers last week at home as well. So, yeah, listen, they left it reasonably late with Patrick McElhenney scoring and giving them that 3 points. And that's crucial, you know. I mean, all they can do is look after themselves. I do believe it'll be tight enough between them and Shamrock Rovers throughout the whole seasons. And they've started off really well, and you couldn't ask for any more from the players that you know, they performed to a real level, and they've got 8 points out of 8 points out of a possible 9, isn't it? It's been very good. You know, 2-1s and 2-1s and 2 draws. Like, so it's been very good out of possible 12 points. But they've been very good, and I don't expect them to let off. Their squad's a lot stronger than this time last year. And they've got real quality and depth. So, yeah, listen, they're going to push Shamrock Rovers to the very end.
Yeah, Drogheda United at a 4-2 win against UCD, and the general feeling being that UCD are, I suppose, the side most likely to struggle. Drogheda, they've had a lot of changes as well. Important for them to get 3 points on the board. If you look at the league table, UCD bottom, Harps just ahead on goal difference. They have played a game less. It's already beginning to pan out, I suppose, as many would predict.
Yeah, listen, it just comes down to budgets a lot of time and the quality of players. And, you know, UCD, Finn Harps, Drogheda, probably Shelburne will be there as well, you know. So they're probably the four teams. They're going to be down there fighting off relegation, with maybe an odd team here and there dropping in or out. Like, but you're looking at then the next elite teams above that would be probably Bowes, Sligo Rovers would be in that stage. You'll have Dundalk as well, and then you're looking at then probably St Pat's and Derry City and probably Shamrock Rovers, you know. So that's where you're looking at, really around that sort of level of where our teams will be. So it's going to be tough. UCD have come up last year. They haven't added too much to their team, but they have continuity because they've played together the last 3 years, so they all know each other. The problem will be with UCD is if they lose two or three players of their senior players and their better players, they lose them, will they have the squad to come in and replace them in the Premier League level? That'll be an interesting one to see. But yeah, Sam Todd obviously scored the weekend as well. He doesn't score too many for UCD, even though they've lost heavily away to Drogheda United. So Drogheda United, it's hard to know what to make of them so far. They've lost games. They obviously beat 2-0 last week away to our home to Shelburne, but this week 4-2 is a big result for them, and they were going to kick on from that as well. So it's all to play for, very early in the season, but there's a real mixture of results. You wouldn't want to be trying to pick one or two out of the fixtures.
No, and I suppose finally, the game we haven't mentioned yet, a scoreless draw, Sligo and Dundalk. Dundalk, early stages yet, but seem to be the draw specialists. They are likely to figure more prominently this year. Not a bad start for them. I mean, they've had some tricky fixtures, and Sligo, never an easy place to go to.
No, absolutely. Both teams have had a good start, you know. I mean, Sligo obviously beat St Pat's. They went away and got a draw up to Brandywell, and they got another draw now. So they've played 3 matches out of 4. The first game was called off, so they're sitting at 5 points. Dundalk, you know, as you said, like last year, they were very disappointing for the squad and the player they have and the budget they have. They've added players this year. I mean, Stephen Bradley's scored a lot of goals for them, and started off very well up in Showgrounds as well, and a couple of half chances. But overall, I think it was a pretty much stalemate. Not much difference between both teams, Sligo and Dundalk, and probably draw was a fair result overall over 90 minutes. But yeah, it's interesting to see how Dundalk shape up. A lot of players, a lot of quality there. They've scored goals and they've conceded goals as well, so it's an interesting one. And Sligo are happy enough, and if they won the game in hand, they close the gap, obviously. To, I think that's sitting they're sitting in 8 points, so they'll be level with Derry City if they won the game in hand.
Yeah, and finally, Declan, a decent crowd at Finn Park, good atmosphere, and there's been good crowds all around the country. Last year, certainly in Ballybuffet, we had some really good quality games and plenty of excitement. And from what we've seen this year, it augurs well for the rest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Very positive. I mean, you know, the crowd was in Finn Park on Friday night was you know, an excellent crowd. I don't know, I'm not sure the exact numbers, but I would say it was around 2,500 people. And it's a long time since, you know, you see that obviously with Northwest Derby between Derry and Harps and Sligo Rovers and Harps. But the fact there's Bowes as well, and Bowes brought a crowd with them. They probably have a couple hundred supporters with them as well. That adds to the occasion. But there's no doubt about it around the country that the numbers are up, which is really encouraging for League of Ireland going forward. And obviously the clubs as well, it helps them on the financing. But it was a really good atmosphere. And listen, fans went away happy enough for the draw. You know, they didn't lose. So, and Bowes are not a bad team on top of that. So, you know, it's one of those ones. But interesting, Ollie, I heard Ollie's interview afterwards, and they've picked up a few more injuries. And that's going to be a difference, you know, how quickly you can turn these injuries around and get players on the pitch. Because for all the teams that are down near the bottom, you want your strongest team out week in, week out. And the more often you can do that, the more chance you have of picking up ones, especially away from home.
Great, Declan. As always, many thanks for joining us, and we'll be talking to you again soon. Thanks, Declan.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, bye-bye.